The starting point in court preparation in response to a drink driving charge is understanding the charge and considering the options available to the client. There are different categories of drink driving: zero range, general range, which is 0.5 and above, middle range, which is 0.1 and above, high range drink driving, 0.15 and beyond. But in addition, there is being in charge of a motor vehicle or failing to provide either at the roadside or at the station. Depending on the category of charge, it needs to be determined without delay whether the client is able to apply for an interim work license, if that's a priority, or a work license at the time a guilty plea is entered. Also, the effect of any previous convictions needs to be established right up front. That may debar an applicant from a work license, but it may also increase the statutory minimum period of disqualification that the client is otherwise going to face. It's important to review the police summary of facts. Those facts may not be perfect, they may not be entirely complete. Quite often they are, but not always. The client can review those, and it can be determined whether there's any prospect of a legal defence, or whether the value and time should go in negotiating through case conferencing how the facts will present, or whether there are any other circumstances that could in fact lead to a legal defence, particularly in cases of being in charge and failing to provide. Once those preliminary decisions are made, all efforts can then go into preparing a plea and mitigation, or following a path which would lead through case conferencing ultimately to a summary trial. When an adjournment is sought, it needs to be for good reason and it needs to be in the client's interests. Quite often, preparation can take place without any delay and the matter can be ready to present by way of guilty plea at the first mentioned date. The client therefore enjoys the benefit of an early plea of guilty, and also, if they're under an immediate suspension, that time has not drawn out unnecessarily, because the order for disqualification takes place on the day it's made, not the day of the offence. But sometimes adjournment time is of high value. It gives clients the time to attend the Safe Driver program. It gives clients the time to go and see their doctor, to confer with family members, to make arrangements with their employer. And it takes a lot of pressure off in preparing up that material and going to court fully prepared and clearly prepared to satisfy the magistrate of the things that are on their mind in determining the sentencing outcome.